Move over, Harry Potter. 1,000 years ago or more, storytellers traveled the trade routes of the Middle East and Central Asia, telling tales of a legendary hero, Amir Hamza, and his magical battles with evil sorcerers and wizards. The stories made their way to India, where they became part of a storytelling tradition that lasted for hundreds of years, until it was forgotten. Now a group of young Indian scholars and storytellers is trying to revive the lost tradition with performances like these.
Amir Hamza, ki jab hairat ko pata chala ki khunkhar jadoo bhi ayyaron ke haath mara gaya, to hairat ne khat is tamam.
The legends of Amir Hamza were written in Urdu. They're being translated into English for the first time by Musharraf Ali Farooqi. Recently, he's been working on a collection of stories called Hushruba. Farooqi told Anne Strangechamps it is the first and longest magical fantasy ever written.
Hushruba itself means something which completely captures your senses and overwhelms the senses. From hosh, senses, and ruba means something that it steals. But Hushruba, as we experience in this fantasy epic, is both a land and a tilism. Now, the tilism is an artificial world created by sorcerers, and they have created this tilism on the land called Hushruba. And that tilism is separate from the land because when you enter the tilism, all the known applicable physical laws as we see them, as we experience them in the world, are turned upside down or completely manipulatable by the sorcerer, and he can completely mold them according to his calculations, according to his wishes.
So in the Islamic tradition, these sorcerers basically can create parallel universes that live side by side or almost on top of the original universe?
That's correct.
And then magical, wondrous things happen inside these parallel universes?
But of course. That's the whole purpose in creating them. But this was the first time that an entire universe, parallel universe, was created by a group of sorcerers. Now, an usurper called Afrasiab, the emperor of sorcerers, he takes over that world and decides to defend it. So that causes the conflict.
There's a story behind the story, right? The story of how the Hushruba, this story cycle, was created in the mm-hmm. first place. It began, in a way, as a kind of storytelling hoax.
That's right. And the storytellers whose bread and butter was the story of Amir Hamza, who was a fictitious character, they would recite tales of his bravery, tales of his adventures. But when in late 18th century, early 19th century, a new group of storytellers took over that old myth of Amir Hamza, they decided that they could do much more with it. So they kept the character of Amir Hamza in the story, but he becomes more and more irrelevant as the story progresses because the story is really about the tricksters and their fights with the sorcerers and the sorceresses.
Do you have one or two favorite characters?
Yes, there is one character. She is a sorceress princess. Her name is Princess Bahar of Spring Quarter because wherever she goes or whenever her magic is to create the atmosphere of spring, and that enchants anybody who comes to fight her. And of course, then there's the Emperor of Sorcerers. So these two are my favorite characters. And if you wish, I can read you a short passage in a fight where Princess Bahar of Spring Quarter is fighting a sorcerer called Rutas, who has a special magic that turns people into trees. And then she responds to his magic. Rutas recited a spell and clapped. Suddenly, thousands upon thousands of magic birds came flying from the direction of the wilderness and began perching on the heads of Maruch's soldiers. Whenever a magic bird landed on someone's head, he immediately turned into a tree. Shoots sprouted from his body, green leaves covered him, and birds made their nests in them.
Bahar descended from her throne. She undid her hair, took out a small box and opened its lid. Inside was a small, beautifully carved ivory figurine. Bahar cut her finger and let fall a few drops of blood onto the ivory figurine and said, O magic slave girl, regard the magic birds that perch on my men and turn them into trees. The magic slave girl laughed, leapt out of the box and disappeared. A few moments later, everyone noticed a net spread over the length and breadth of the sky. They saw flocks of rootless magic birds struggling inside the net. The magic slave girl, with a knife in her hand, brought the birds out from the net and slaughtered them. Their blood splashed on the trees and returned them to human form.
That's wonderful. Such powerful images, you know, the figurine of ivory that becomes the magical slave girl. One thing I noticed right away is that the female characters are very powerful.
They are, and this is a function of, again, from the society in which this story developed. Women, although they are not seen these days in the forefront of our social life in Pakistan and India, although it's changing, they had a much more vibrant social life in the early 17th, 18th, 19th centuries. There were women kings and women princesses in India who held power for very long periods of time. One of the critics does say that basically Hoshruba is a power document for women because they, even men, are only successful when they dress up as women and kill the sorcerer. So this was one of the things that one of the very early critics said.
Now, as a translator, you've taken on your own epic hero's quest, translating the Hoshruba, which is 8,000 pages long. That sounds like a very foundational text. Why hasn't it been translated before?
I have a couple of theories. They could be completely wrong, but I think that when Hoshruba was first compiled in a text form, the colonial engagement with India was on its ebb. So translating literary texts was not one of their priorities at that point in the colonial experience. And these foundational texts, their language became so inaccessible over the years because no modern editions were published, that it became increasingly difficult to translate them. For example, this whole thing is unpunctuated text in Urdu. And in Urdu, it's 8,000 pages, but Urdu expands when translated. So in English, it would be close to 11 or 12,000 pages.
How long is it going to take you to translate this?
8 to 10 years only.
You're very fast.
Yes. I always tell people that, look, by the time I'm 50, I would have done it. And everyone knows that life begins at 50. So I'll be fine.
I'm thinking of how many children would adore this. All those children who've waited with bated breath for every subsequent Harry Potter book and who are simply sad that that particular universe is over. The prospect of an 11,000-page fantastical universe
will keep them occupied for a very long time.
Yes.
Musharraf Ali Faruqi is the translator of The Adventures of Amir Hamza and, most recently, Hoshruba. Anne Strange-Shemp spoke with him.